Hey guys, I'm Megan.
And I'm Shai.
And this is Mandela Effects, the truth.
Your brain is lying to you. So this episode, we will be talking more on the science-y aspect of Mandela Effects, and you will find it interesting because this is a threat.
So how does science go into Mandela Effects?
Actually, science is a big part of Mandela Effects, more than you would think it would be, and that's why today we're going to be talking about false memory.
False memory? Is that when you, like, walk into a room and you forget what you're going to get or do?
Not exactly. False memory, also known as the misinformation effect, is a recollection that seems real in your mind, but is actually your brain exaggerating the event that happened. Pseudoscience is actually what a Mandela effect is, because it allows falsifications rather than looking for proof.
So it's not so much that your memory is false, it's that when you remember the specific memory, details have been changed by over-dramatizing what actually happened.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, for example, when a car accident happened and a person might be asked the question, how fast was the car going when they smashed into each other? Well, when this question is asked, most people, like, will hear the word smashed and their brains will automatically assume that the accident was more severe than it might have happened. But if the question was phrased, how fast was the car going when they were bumped into each other, then the thought process would be that they had a tiny little accident rather than, you know, than a severe one because of the words used, like smashed and bumped.
That's kind of crazy to think about because it happens so often throughout our day. Like, if you're home and you're telling your parents about something that happened at school, for example, you tripped in the hallway and your friend was there and helped you pick up your books that you dropped. With your friend beside you, you're explaining to your parents what happened and how embarrassing it was because, you know, we all know how embarrassing trip in the hallways or trip down the stairs.
I really did fall the stairs yesterday.
I've tripped up the stairs. And I feel like that's kind of a little bit more embarrassing because the people behind you trying to go up the stairs are like, whoa, what's going on?
I literally did that yesterday.
It's so embarrassing. But yeah, so when your friend is hearing you explain the story, their version changes. So when they tell the story, it will be just as embarrassing, if not more, even if it didn't really, like, involve them that much. It was more you tripping and falling than them. So even if the event wasn't truly that embarrassing or that big of a deal, the friend's memory of what happened was altered because of how the story was told. So ultimately, the use of words can alter your memory and, again, change the story, which is how Mandela effects can be created.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, like, I'm in psychology, and like, we've talked about it a little bit before.
Yeah.
We actually talked about memory. Well, I mean, that was a whole unit. You know, fun stuff. Cannot remember half of it. But one thing that we talked about was that, like, how easily manipulated our brains are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you can look back at your favorite memory you've ever had, but literally every time you look back at that memory, one little detail will change. So, like, say you look at one memory of, like, today, like, just us hanging out, like, oh my god, Cheyenne's wearing a Upstate hoodie. Well, say you looked at that memory literally every day for 50 years. Please don't remember me in 50 years. But, so you did. Well, eventually in like 50 years, maybe that Upstate hoodie will be changed to a green jacket that was just a zip up or something. Because like you've looked back at it and like you've told the story and like so many different times that things will eventually change.
So details will change. Like, even right now you're wearing glasses. I might not remember you wearing glasses at all.
Exactly. So I think that is, like, it explains a lot as how Mandela effects really happen and how they're so easily made. Because, like, I mean, we were talking about that in the last episode where it's so crazy to think about, like, how easily manipulated our brains are into this stuff, like how we were talking about the mirror on the wall, like that sort of stuff and everything. Like, I feel like that really ties into just our memory just really being crap, you know?
When you think about Mandela effects and you think of memory and stuff, you don't focus on, like, the word association aspect of it.
No, not at all.
So when you hear something, you think of something else. So when was the misinformation effect a thing? Like, how did it start?
Well, the misinformation effect started in 1932 by someone named Barnett. There was the first person to describe the concept to people, which 1932, mm-hmm. and having somebody go, this could possibly be a thing, and nobody will really know it. But yeah. Then again, it's also 1932, so...
Things weren't as developed as they are now. God. Science is a whole lot different now.
Oh my God, so freaking yeah. different in 1932. Again, in 1970, so less than 40 years later, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Lufis and her colleagues conducted a large body of research on how it affected people. Mm-hmm. So, like, her and her colleagues did this study too early in their time, because at the same time while they were trying to do this, other psychologists were working on the development of memories and knowledge construction.
Wow.
So, it's like, as...
It's counterproductive.
It really is.
She's trying to, like, prove how the brain is misinforming you while other people are trying to, like, see how the brain is working.
Yeah.
The recollection of information.
Yeah. So, like, these psychologists over here are just like, oh my God, memory works.
This is how works.
How do I remember 2 + 2 = 4? Mm-hmm. And... How we got to that point in our, like, in our brains.
Yeah.
And Miss Lufis over here is just like, you're so wrong.
Yeah. And if we had less, or not we, because, you know, we're 16, 17.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not but if people back then would have, like, actually taken a second to listen to her ideas, our science now, we would have been in this place a long time ago. We probably would have even been further in our knowledge exactly. with that.
I really think that I was literally just thinking that as you yeah. were talking. I was like, that could have been such a boost in our time.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. So I think what we can learn from this is when people seem crazy, let's just not assume that they're crazy. Let's just take a minute, listen to them, not discriminate.
No, that I think, yeah.
Yeah, and then just look into it a little bit, and if it turns out that they're actually crazy, oh well, a little bit of waste of time, but
a little bit of waste
it's okay.
Time.
I mean, if it turns out that they're right, yeah. I mean, you might get the credit. You might get some credit.
Oh my God,
you know,
do it.
Be famous.
Get that Oscar.
Yeah, you know? Get that bag, get that money, whatever it takes.
Oh my God.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys.
And please, come back for more
shenanigans.